Es kann so sein, dass ich nicht so wenn wir heute mal sagen, dass ich so was darf mit dem Test. Vielleicht nochmal, maybe we should say that if after having been given over to the husband's messengers, she for some reason brought back to her father's house, she gets divorced, or the husband dies at that point in time, or the soon-to-be husband dies at that point in time, maybe the girl returns to the rishus of the father. So Rava said that Rabbi Shmuel taught a braisa that learns from a pasuk that such a girl is considered to be removed from her father's rishus entirely and forever with regard to annulling vows for hafara. So we can learn from here the same would apply to all other aspects of her relationship with her father as well, and therefore, even if she would become at that point again a Naira Meirosa, she would not get Skila, she would only get Chenek. Mar says, we have previously stated in a Braisa that says that a Naira Meirosa who was given over to the messengers of the husband and was Zemizana will be put to death with Chenek rather than Skila. A puppet says it's a mission that says this as well. Brings a Raya of Nachman Yitzchak also says that there's another mission which teaches this as well. Zakh the Mishnah, the father is not obligated to support his daughter while she is alive. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan to the Chachamim, in the Ksuba it says, the son shall inherit and the daughter shall be supported. This compares the two and teaches that just as the sons don't inherit until after the father's death, so too the daughters are not supported until after the father's death. Zakh the Gemara, the Mishnah suggests that although one is not obligated to support his daughter, he is obligated to support his son. The Mishnah also suggests that although one is not obligated to support his daughter, it would be a mitzvah to do so. Based on the above, the Mishnah doesn't seem to follow Rav Meir, who says in a Braisa that it's a mitzvah to support one's daughter and surely one's son since they learned Torah. It also doesn't seem to follow Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a mitzvah to support one's son and surely one's daughter since it's disgraceful for them to have to go around and beg. And also the Mishnah doesn't seem to follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, who says that there's not even a mitzvah to support one's sons or daughters during his lifetime. Marza, we can say that the Mishnah really follows Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah means to say that there's no chiyuv to support a daughter, and the same would apply to a son, but there is a mitzvah to support a daughter, and surely a mitzvah to support a son because he learns Torah. And the reason the Mishnah discusses a daughter is to teach that there's a mitzvah to support a daughter as well. We can also say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah means to say there's no chiyuv to support a daughter, and the same would apply to a son, but there is a mitzvah to support a son, and surely a mitzvah to support a daughter because it's disgraceful for her to have to go around and beg. And the reason the Mishnah discusses a daughter is to teach that there's no chiyuv to support a daughter, even though it's disgraceful for her to go around and have to beg. We can finally also say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, and the Mishnah means to say that there's no chiyuv to support a daughter, and the same would apply to a son, and there's similarly not even a mitzvah to support either one of them. The reason the Mishnah discusses the daughter is to teach that even though there's a chiyuv to support her after the death of the father, during his lifetime there is no such chiyuv. Zach the Gemara, in the name of Reish Lakish, the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, said they instituted an usha that one must support his minor sons and daughters. In fact, do we pass him like that? Gemara said we find that when a father who did not support his children was brought to Rabbi Yehuda, he would try and embarrass them into doing so, but would not force them. We find that Rav Chista would do the same. We find that Rava would do the same. So obviously, we don't actually force them. We try to get them to, but we don't actually force them. Zakh the Gemara, we only don't force the father if he's not wealthy, but if he is, we do actually force him to support his children. Zakh the Gemara, another member of Ilan Nemer Shlakish, also said they instituted an usha that if one gifts all his possessions to his children, he and his wife are to be supported by them. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked, we find that when a man dies and leaves over a wife and a married daughter, in which case the husband of the daughter is treated like a purchaser of the estate, the Chachamim said that the widow is supported from the estate. If so, it should be obvious that the father who gifted the property should have himself and his wife supported from the property. Mara said, we would think that in that case, since the husband has died, there's no one to provide for the widow, and that's why we allow it. However, we would think that in the case where he gifted all his property, since the maestro, he's still around, he can earn money and provide for him and his wife. So maybe we don't allow them to be supported from the property. Rav Ila therefore teaches that they are supported from the property. Do we pass on like Rav Ila? Does the halacha follow Rav Ila? We find an incident where Rabbi Yonatan forced the children who were gifted the property to support their father. Now, if the halacha followed Rabbi Ila, there would be no reason for him to have to force them. He would just tell them, you have to do this. It must be that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Ila.